我今天的经文是约翰一书第三章第一节到第三节。
The scripture for today is 1 John chapter 3 verses 1 to 3.
我们打开圣经，约翰一书第三章第一节到第三节。
Please open up your Bible to 1 John chapter 3 verses 1 to 3.
希望你每个星期来教会的时候都带你的圣经了。
I hope that every week when, as you come to church, please bring your own Bible.
因为每一次我们都要看圣经。
Because we're going to be using the Bible every time.
约翰一书第三章第一节到第三节。
First John chapter 3, verses 1 to 3.
你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女。我们也真是他的儿女，世人所以不认识我们，是因为曾认识他。亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。凡像他有这指望的，就洁净自己，像他洁净一样。
How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Everyone who has his hope in Him purifies himself, just as He is pure.
这马来西亚的土族有不少是做这个耕种的。
A lot of the native people in Malaysia are farmers.
他们也有不少的特权。
They also have quite a few privileges.
政府给他们免费的肥料跟农药。
The government gives them free fertilizers and fertilizers.
And pesticides.
So all these the government gave them are free of charge.
就是希望他们能够在这个农业上能够发展。
In the hope that they will grow in this area.
但是当他们拿到这些农药或者肥料的时候
，But as they receive these fertilizers and herbicides，
他们就把这些东西拿去卖
，They sold them，
就得到一些钱，然后去享受。
The money they got, they go and enjoy themselves。
他们应该把这些东西用来发展他们的农业。
They're supposed to use this free stuff to help grow in a farming area.
但是他们没有。
But they didn't do it.
他们没有负起这个责任。
They did not fulfill their responsibility.
那么今天我们要来谈基督徒的特权和基督徒的责任。
Today we're going to talk about the special privileges of Christians.And their responsibility.
所以今天的题目是特权必负有责任。
So that's what the topic is about today. Privilege comes with responsibility.
在过去两年的时间，我们教会有不少的婴孩诞生下来。
In the past 2 years, there have been quite a few babies born in the church.
而每一次这些婴孩生下来之后，我都有机会去看这些婴孩跟他们的母亲。
So each time after a baby was born, I have the opportunity to go see the baby and also the mother.
每次我们去拜访他们的时候，我首先就看婴孩。
So every time when we go, we will go see the baby first.
婴孩比母亲更重要。
Because the baby is more important than the mother.
看他们的脸像不像父亲或者母亲。
Want to see if the baby looks like the mom or the dad.
通常这些婴孩多多少少都会像母亲或者父亲。
Well, they should have a little bit of resemblance to the parents.
或者他们的嘴巴像母亲。
Maybe their mouth is similar to mom.
鼻子像父亲。
Or the nose is similar to dad.
生下来的婴孩像父母。
A newborn baby, a baby has similarity to the parents.
因为这些婴孩是父母的孩子。
Because they belong to the parents.
他们之间的关系是父母跟子女的关系。
The relationship is one of a child and parents.
所以孩子有父母的样式。
So the child will have places that look like the parents.
同样的，我们跟神的关系也是如此。
Similarly, our relationship with God is like that.
当我们信了耶稣之后，我们成为神的儿女。
After we believe in Jesus Christ, we become the children of God.
我们跟神建立一个父跟儿女的关系。
We have established a relationship of father and children.
从今以后，神成为我们的天父。
And from that point on, God is our heavenly father.
我们成为神的儿女。
We became the children of God.
因为我们是他的儿女。
Because we are his children.
因此我们有他的样式。
We will have a likeness of him.
我们能够与神建立这种关系是因为神的爱。
We can establish this kind of relationship with God is because of God's love.
这种爱是我们不能够去想象的。
This is a kind of love that is not imaginable for us.
加上刚才我们看那段经文第一节的上半段。
It's just as the scripture we have just read, the first verse, the top part of the first verse.
你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱。
He says, how great is the love the Father has lavished on us.
是的，神的爱是我们不能够去想象的。
Yes, God's love is something out of our imagination.
这个何等，英文圣经把它翻译成 how great or what manner.
That's in the English translation.
这个字在新约圣经里面出现了七次。
This word appeared in the New Testament seven times.
我们经常是用来形容很感到很惊讶的意思。
And it is often used to describe astonishment.
也包含很钦佩的意思。
It also includes a feeling of admiration.
神的爱使到一个基督徒感觉到很惊讶。
God's love astonishes a Christian.
而且充满那个敬畏。
And it gives him the sense of awe.
从原文的角度来看，这个何等是指哪一个国家的意思？
And in original language, this how great is pointing towards a particular country.
我们可以把这句经文翻译成天父的慈爱是不属于这个世界的。
So we can translate this verse into something like the love of the Heavenly Father is not, does not belong to this world.
是异邦的。
It is foreign to this world.
到底从哪个国家来的？
So where did it come, what country did it come from?
神的爱是来对人来讲是很陌生的。
God's love is very foreign to man.
所以人没有办法去衡量神的爱。
So man cannot measure God's love.
通常一般人谈到爱的时候，
A lot of times when we talk about love,
都会讲到人与人之间那种爱。
We talk about love between man and man.
比如说男女之间那种爱。
For example, the love between a man and a woman.
父母跟儿女之间那种爱。
The love between a child and a parent.
还有朋友跟朋友之间那种爱。
Or a love between two friends.
在我还没有听到福音之前。
Before I heard the gospel.
我也是如此。
I was like that too.
那么后来我听到福音之后。
But after I heard the gospel.
我对这个爱的观念有了改变。
The concept of love changed.
我开始认识神的爱。
I began to understand God's love.
开始的时候，我对神的爱真的是感到很惊讶。
In the beginning, I was really astonished about God's love.
并且感觉到很生疏，很陌生。
And it was also very foreign to me.
从来没有听过这种爱。
I've never heard of such love.
之前我知道爱是双方面的。
Before, I know that love has to be two ways.
如果你爱我的话，我也会回应我你对我的爱。
If you love me, then I will respond with love.
在我的脑海里面，从来没有想到爱一个敌人。
In my mind, I've never thought of loving my enemy.
而我第一次读圣经的时候，读到这个马太福音第五章三十八节到三十九节。
So when I first read Matthew chapter 5 verse 38 to 39.
你们听见有话说以眼还眼以牙还牙。只是我告诉你们不要与恶人作对，有人打你的左脸右脸连左脸也转过来由他打。
You have heard that it was said eye for eye and tooth for tooth. But I tell you do not resist an evil person.If someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him, the other also.
那当时我听到，看到这些经文的时候，我很难接受这些经文。
So when I first read these verses, it was very hard for me to accept.
是不可能的事情。
It is impossible.
因为我可能是我太看太多武侠片了。
Maybe it's because I have watched too many kung fu movies.
感觉到很生疏啊。而且很惊讶。
To me, it was totally foreign, and I really wondered.
但是这就是圣经讲的神的爱。
But this is the love that the Bible has told us.
罗马书第五章第八节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 8.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners.Christ died for us.
这节经文讲，当我们违背神的时候
，This verse tells us that even while we were in opposition to God,
当我们不听神的命令的时候
，And even when we were still disobedient to God,
当我们自行己路的时候
，Just as when we are still going our own way,
神没有放弃我们，仍然的爱我们。
God did not give us on us; He continued to love us.
就像圣经里面讲那个浪子的故事。
It's just like the prodigal son parable told in the Bible.
当他离开他父亲的时候，到远方的地方去花天酒地。
And as he collected money from his father, he left the hometown and went and just lavished himself.
做父亲的没有把他放弃。
The father never gave him up.
父亲仍然的爱他。
He continued to love him.
这就是神的爱。
And that is God's love.
神的爱怎么样显明出来
？So how did God show His love？
也就是当我们在罪犯当中的时候
，And that is while we are still sinners。
神把他唯一的独生子赐给我们
，God gave us His only Son。
死在十字架上，代替了我们的罪
，And then He saved us from sin。
使到我们不必面对将来的审判
，So that we do not need to face the judgment in the future。
并且得到这个永恒的盼望。
And we also receive eternal hope.
原本我们是神的敌人。
We were enemy of God.
但是因为他的爱。
But because of his love.
他使到我们与他和好。
He reconciliated us.
神的爱使到我们与他能够和好。
God's love helped us to mend.Between us and God,
得到永恒的生命
to give us eternal life.
他的爱也使到我们能够成为他的儿女
His love caused us to become children of God.
就像刚才第一节，你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女。
Just like in verse 1 we just read, how great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God.
保罗在以弗所书第一章第五节也这么说。
Paul said in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 5.
又因爱我们就按照自己旨意所取悦的预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
He predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will.
当一个人认罪悔改相信耶稣之后他立刻成为神的儿女。
When a person confessed his sin, he became a child of God.
从今以后，他称这位神为他的天父。
From that point on, he can call this God his father.
如果我们看圣经里面的主导文的话
，If we look at the Lord's Supper in the Bible,
Lord's Prayer,
Lord's Prayer, sorry.
那么主导文讲到我们在天上的父
，It says our Father in heaven.
你很明显的你就看到这个祷告的人跟这个天父有那种父跟儿女的关系。
You can tell immediately the relationship that this person is a child of the Father.
这个称呼表明神是也是基督徒的天父。
This salutation represents the relationship of this person, the prayee to the Father, to the God.
一个认罪悔改的人。
A person who has confessed sin.
他相信耶稣基督之后。
After he believed in Jesus Christ,
不单成为神的儿女，他也成为神大家庭里面的一个成员。
He not only become a child of God, but he also became a family member of God.
所以我们在教会里面就称信耶稣的人为弟兄姐妹。
And that's why we call people in the church brothers and sisters.
某某弟兄或者某某姐妹。
It will be brother so and so or sister so and so.
这个是根据圣经的真理。
And it is according to the truth in the Bible.
我也记得我以前来美国念书的时候。
I remember when I first came to the state to go to school.
我是参加一间美国人教会。
I went to a American church.
因为在当时都没有华人教会。
Because at that time there were no Chinese churches.
很奇妙的一个黄色的人啊，在一个白色的人当中。
It is kind of weird to see a
yellow man in the midst of white man. 但是我没有感觉到不同。
But I did not feel that I'm different.
我在主里面好像弟兄姐妹一样。
In Christ, I feel we're just brothers and sisters.
这个是很奇妙的事情。
And that is very, very different.
有一点不同，当我信耶稣之后。
After I believe in Christ, there is one difference.
我跟没有信主的人好像不一样。
I feel different from the non-believers.
那当时我有不少的非信徒朋友。
At that time, I had a lot of non-believer friends.
然后跟他们在一起的时候，也感觉到很不自在。
When I was with them, I felt very uneasy.
不能够深入的沟通。
We cannot communicate in a deep sense.
都是表面上的话题。
It was just peripheral, communication.
有时候还给他们起笑。
Sometimes they laughed at me.
笑我这个基督徒啊。
They laughed at me, this Christian.
当我们成为神的儿女之后。
And as we become children of God,
圣经告诉我们，世人就不认识我们。
The Bible says the world will not recognize us.
把我们看为是外人一样。
They will look at us as foreigners.
不再属于这个世界了。
They look at us as no longer belonging to this church.
主要的原因就是因为他们不认识这位神。
And the only reason is because they do not know this God.
如果你看第一节下半段。
If you look at the later half of verse 1,
世人所以不认识神，是因为他们未曾认识他。
The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him.
这里的世人是指那些还没有相信耶稣的人。
The world here is referring to the non-believers.
这些人跟从这个世界的系统。
These people follow the system of this world.
他们爱这个世界和世界上的事。
They love this world and they love what belongs to this world.
因为他们不认识这位神。
Because they do not know him.
但是身为神的儿女。
But as children of God.
圣经告诉我们不要爱这个世界和世界上的事。
The Bible tells us not to love this world or what belongs in this world.
虽然我们活在这个世界上，但是我们不属于这个世界。
Even though we live in this world, yet we do not belong.
神儿女的价值观跟世界的价值观不一样。
The value of Christians are different from the world.
所以当世人不认同我们的信仰的时候
，And so when the non-believers don't agree with what don't agree with our values,
我们不要觉得稀奇啊。
Don't be alarmed.
因为他们不认识这位神。
Because they do not know this God.
无论如何，因为神的爱，我们成为神的儿女。
Nevertheless, because of God's love, we become God's child.
成为神家庭的一位成员。
We become members of God's family.
这是何等大的福分。
And that is a great blessing.
如果现在我给你一千万哦。
If I give you 10 million right now.
必须要你放弃你的信仰。
But then you have to give up your belief.
失去你这个做神的儿女的身份。
And then you will lose the position of God's child.
你是否愿意？
Are you willing to do that?
一个信耶稣得救的人，圣经告诉我们，立刻成为神的儿女。
The Bible tells us, one who believes in Jesus Christ becomes a child of God.
这是一个开始。
That is the beginning.
他已经享受神家庭的福分。
He already is enjoying the blessing for being a part of God's family.
神赐给我们的福分不只是现在。
God's blessing is not limited to just right now.
将来我们会得到更大的福分。
We will receive even bigger blessings in the future.
请看第二节。
Let's look at verse 2.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明。但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必见他的真体。
Verse 2, Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
很多将来的事情我们不知道。
There are a lot of things in the future we don't know.
但是我们知道耶稣基督显现的时候，耶稣要把教会提到天上去。
But we know that when Jesus appears, he will rapture the church.
在那个时候，已经死去的基督徒将会复活。
And at that time, all those Christians who have passed away will resurrect.
和那些正在活着的基督徒连同被提到天上去。
And together with the Christians living at that time, they will all be raptured up to the sky.
与主同在。
To be with the Lord.
这是神儿女的盼望。
And that is the hope of the children of God.
我们也将来要见到主的身体。
And we will also see God as he is.
主耶稣基督再来是基督徒的盼望。
The second coming of Jesus is the hope of all Christians.
你跟我是否等待那一天的到来？
Are we looking forward to that day?
主耶稣如果不来的话，
If Jesus don't come,
我们就没有盼望。
Then we have no hope.
我们也不会从这个死里复活过来。
And we will not resurrect.
圣经里面讲到帖撒罗尼迦四章十六节到十八节。
In the Bible, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 to 18.
因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音。
For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God.
又神的号吹响，那在基督里死了的人必先复活。
And the dead in Christ will rise first.
以后我们这活着还存留的，必和他们一同被提到营里，在空中与主相遇。
After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air.
这样我们就要和主永远同在。
And so we will be with the Lord forever.
所以你们当用这些话彼此劝勉。
Therefore, encourage each other with these words.
主耶稣基督再来的时候，我们必会得到一个复活的身体。
When Jesus returns, we will get a resurrected body.
我们这个身体要改变成为一个不朽坏的身体。
Our body will change into a non-perishable body.
这个身体将会好像耶稣基督的复活的身体一样。
This body will be like the resurrected body of Jesus Christ.
是一个具体的身体。
It is a whole body.
但是是一个不受时间跟空间限制的一个身体。
But it will not be limited by time or space.
得救的基督徒不再面对死亡带来的问题。
And so the saved Christians will no longer have to face death.
因为圣经告诉我们，主耶稣已经胜过死亡了。
Because the Bible told us that Jesus has already overcome death.
启示录二十一章四节这么说。
Revelation chapter 21 verse 4.
神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭号、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away.
一切都是新的，旧的已经过去了。
Everything will be new. All the old has passed away.
我们也不需要为做一些伤感的事情来感到伤心。
We no longer have to be saddened by things that make us sad.
因为这些事情已经不存在了。
Because those things have already come to pass.
将近一年前，我们知道这个京津的餐馆所发生的事情。
We all remember about a year ago what happened at the New Star Restaurant.
这件事情仍然留在我的脑海里面。
All that happened continued to remain in my mind.
有个很深的印象。
It left a very deep impression.
餐厅的老板娘被人枪杀。
The wife of the owner was killed.
那么当天晚上，我到他们家里去看他们的家人。
And that night after it happened, I went to their house to visit the family.
情况非常的凄惨。
And it was very, very sad.
我看到他的母亲哭到死去活来。
And I saw that her mother was crying with exhaustion.
她的丈夫伤心到不能够支持下去。
And her husband was so sad he almost passed out.
我就尝试安慰他们。
I tried to comfort them.
但是我的安慰我感觉到有限。
But I think my comfort was limited.
那么后来我还为他们安排了那个丧事。
And so later, I arranged for the funeral service.
替他们主持了一个简单的这个葬礼。
And we have a very simple funeral.
事情过后，我心里面感到非常的沉重。
And after the whole thing was settled, I still feel very saddened in my heart.
是的，现在我们要经历这些事情。
Yes, we will experience this kind of things.
但是我们知道，有一天当耶稣基督显现的时候
，But we know that one day when Jesus returns，
这些东西都要过去。
All these will come to pass。
我们也要见到耶稣，并且要与他永远的同在。
We will see Jesus and we will be with him forever。
因为神的爱，他把这个大好的福分赐给我们。
Because of God's love, He gave us such blessings.
使到我们成为他的儿女。
He let us become His children.
不单成为他的儿女，也在主耶稣显现的时候，他把这个复活的身体、荣耀的身体赐给我们。
Not only can we become His children, but when He returns, He's going to give us a new body.
他把这个永恒的盼望赐给我们。
He gave us the hope of eternity.
但是他也把这个特权赐给我们。
But he also gave us privileges.
特权带有责任。
But privileges come with responsibilities.
比如说孩子长大成人之后。
For example, when a child grows up to be a grown man.
父母亲会买他给他们买一辆一部车。
The parents may buy him a car.
把开车的特权交给孩子。
Give him the privilege of being a driver.
做父母的真的是不容易做到这点啊。
It is not easy for the parents to do that.
孩子得到这个特权之后，应当负起这个责任。
But when a child receives this special privilege as a driver, he also has a responsibility.
好好的去使用这部车。
To use the car wisely.
要按时的去换机油。
Needs to go get the oil change.
检查轮胎的气压。
To check the pressures on the tires.
不要开到轮胎都没有气还在开。
Don't be driving and there's no air in the, or no pressure in the tires.
也要保养这个引擎。
Also need to maintain the engine.
最重要的，不要开快车。
And most importantly, don't speed.
同样的，神把这个福分赐给我们。
So similarly, God gave us this privilege.
这个福分带有特权。
This blessing came with privilege.
也带有责任。
But it also comes with responsibility.
如果你看第三节的话。
If you look at verse 3.
凡像他有这指望的，就洁净自己，像他洁净一样。
Everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself, just as he is pure.
所以得到这个永恒盼望的人。
So all the people who have received the hope of eternity.
圣经告诉我们，必须要负起这个责任。
The Bible tells us we have to pick up the responsibility.
必须要负起这个责任，洁净自己。
We have to purify ourselves.
彼得前书第二章第九节这么说。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 9 it says.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有金尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation.A people belonging to God that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light.
这是方菲弟兄最喜爱的一节经文，是不是？
And this is one of the many verses that Elliot loves.
因为过去两三年我经常听到他读这段经文。
Because in the past 2 to 3 years, I often heard him quote this passage.
彼得前书第一章第十六节同样的告诉我们。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 16, it tells us.
因为经上记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
For it is written, be holy because I am holy.
神拣选我们是有他的目的的。
God chose us for a purpose.
目的就是要我们每一个人过一个圣洁的生活。
That is for each one of us to live a holy life.
直到我们的生命每一天更像主耶稣基督。
So that we...Strive to be like him more and more.
提多书第二章第十一节到第十三节。
Titus chapter 2 verse 11 to 13.
因为神就众人的恩典已经显明出来。
For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men.
教训我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲。
It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions.
在今世自守公义敬虔度日
and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly life in this present age.
等候所盼望的福必等候至大的神
While we wait for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior,
和我们救主基督耶稣荣耀显现
and the glorious appearing of our great Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
这几节经文告诉我们，当我们在等待耶稣基督再来的时候，
These verses tell me as we are waiting for the return of Jesus Christ.
当我们等候这个盼望的时候，
And as we are waiting for this hope,
我们应当除去我们心中的这个情欲。
We need to get rid of the ungodliness and the worldly passions.
在这个世代里面过一个敬虔的生活。
To live a godly life.
这几节经文给我们看到，盼望是我们过一个敬虔生活的一个动力。
And so these verses tell us that having the hope is the motivation for us to live the life.
如果我们有了这个盼望
，If we have this hope,
我们应当把心中的不义除去。
We need to get rid of the ungodliness in our life.
我们应当把我们世俗的情欲除去。
We need to get rid of these worldly passions we have.
来过一个敬虔的生活。
To live a godly life.
你是否知道神在我们身上的旨意
？Do you know God's will for you?
有些基督徒一直在寻求神在他们身上的旨意。
There are some Christians who continually seek God's will.
比如说要上哪一间大学
？For example, which college to go to?
到哪个地方去居住
which place to reside in?
要娶怎么样的妻子
what kind of wife am I going to marry?
要嫁给怎么样的丈夫
what kind of husband am I going to have?
还有要生几个孩子
how many children am I going to have?
其实知道神的旨意不难
actually it is not hard to seek God's will.
提帕罗尼迦前书第四章第三节
First Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 3.
神的旨意就是要我们成为圣洁， 掩蔽隐形。
It is God's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality.
很简单，这就是神的旨意。
And that is God's will.
罗马书第十二章第一节到第二，第十二章第一到第二节。
Romans chapter 12 verse 1 to 2.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上，当作活祭。
Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices.
是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
Holy and pleasing to God.
你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
This is your spiritual act of worship.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。
Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
叫你们察验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
什么是神在我们身上的旨意？
So what is God's will for us?
很明显的，成为圣洁。掩蔽隐形，将身体向上，当作活祭，不要效法这个世界，就是神的旨意。
Very clearly, He wanted to get rid of ungodliness and worldly passions, and to offer ourselves as living sacrifice, and be transformed, and not conformed to this world.
This is the will of God.
这都是神的旨意。
在马太福音第二十五章讲到这个十个童女的比喻。
And Jesus talked about a parable in Matthew chapter 25.
在这个比喻里面讲到有五个聪明的童女。
And in this parable, it talked about there are five wise virgins.
还有五个愚拙的童女。
And five foolish virgins.
五个聪明的童女就随时的预备好那个油。
The wise virgins carry with their lamp some extra oil.
但是那个五个愚拙的童女就没有预备好油。
But the five foolish virgins did not prepare an extra oil.
在这个比喻里面说明有两种人。
So through this parable, we see there are two types of people.
一个是没有任何责任感的人。
One type is there is no sense of responsibility.
另外是负起这个充分责任的人。
And the second kind is one who have a full sense of responsibility.
神在万人中拣选我们成为他的儿女。
God has chosen us out of the world.
使到我们能够享受将来的荣耀和福分。
So that we can enjoy the blessing and glory in the future.
这是何等大的福分。
And this is a great blessing.
这个福分是一个特权。
This blessing is a privilege.
但是特权必附上责任。
But with privilege, responsibility follows.
我们的责任是什么？
What is our responsibility?
我们的责任很简单。
Very simple.
我们的责任就是过一个圣洁而敬虔的生活。
Our responsibility is to live an upright and godly life.
让我们同心一同祷告。
Let us pray together.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the words you have given us.
求主帮助我们。
Please help us.
明白我们的特权。
To understand our privilege.
知道我们的责任。
Help us to know our responsibility.
让我们在这个世代里面过一个圣洁而敬虔的生活。
Help us to live an upright and godly life.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.